Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Epicenter and Sandin, these two strive for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandin, reach strike. Coming up on the inside! Oh my goodness! The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby!
2 years ago, it was Rich Strike joining us on the Western Hotline as we gear up for tomorrow's Kentucky Derby to give us the picks to get ourselves right is Nick the Railbird on the Western Hotline. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. We're excited. Tomorrow is, the Kentucky Derby, and there's going to be bunch going on there, Batavia down. So let's talk about the field overall, right? Let's get to know our horses. Those of us that are just the amateurs, we look for a funny name, and it's not exactly the best year for that, but we're doing all right. So Nick, what can you tell us about this year's field of horses at the Derby?
It's a pretty wide open, as it always is with 3 year olds. You know, they're going a mile and a quarter for the first time. You have 150,000 fans that are going to be, screaming, yelling, and these are high-strung animals, which they get a little nerved up. And the weather, believe it or not, can play a little bit of a factor. We could talk about that a little bit later, but there's a chance of rain today and a chance of rain for tomorrow morning as well.
And how would that affect things? Like, a chance of rain, that's probably not enough to make a considerable difference. Would that be right? You need really steady rain all day to make a big difference?
Yeah, and it's going to rain today. It's a steady rain. Today is the Kentucky Oaks, a different race. There's a lot of people there. But, yeah, it's going to rain today. And I think they're 3/4 inch today. And then it's going to lighten up tomorrow. And it does make a difference because it will lend itself, if it's truly an off track or sloppy or muddy track, there is a horse that I don't have in my top four selections that will move up, and that's number 3, Mystic Dan. He won the Southwest Grade 1 race on a muddy track by 9 lengths. So he has an affinity for an off-track, and he would move up quite a bit. And his morning line odds are, over 20-1. So you got to keep him in mind as well.
All right. The favorite, Fierceness, 5-2. One of the old adages is, do not bet the Derby favorite. But sometimes, of course, the Derby favorite does win. It's just harder because of how many horses there are. So how do you like the favorite?
Yeah, I do. And actually, it's my top selection. Fierceness, he's simply the fastest horse in the race, okay? Todd Pletcher trains him. He won the Florida Derby by 13 lengths. Buyer numbers is something that we go by as handicappers. That's a number that's very important. It's 110. A Derby winner, you need about 100. So he's 10 points over. So even if he regresses a little bit, he's still the fastest horse. But there's 20 horses in the races. In the race, and that leads to some traffic problems potentially. But if you're superstitious, he has the 17 post, and 17 posts are 0-44. Never won the Kentucky Derby, but I think he'll have the lead turning for home. And even if he brings his B game, I think he's the winner.
I was gonna say, like, if you've got that speed, if you're out that wide, you could gun early to get out in front, but is that not the kind of horse that he is? He's not exactly wire to wire as anybody you'd expect that has the stamina to go wire for wire?
No. The one horse, unfortunately, in this race, Dornock, he's had the worst possible draw. He is a front runner. and he has to gun out of there. Otherwise, he's going to get trapped behind horses. There'll be horses out there on a spirited, It'll be a pretty well. Johnny Vasquez, the rider of Fierceness, will probably be wide early and tucked behind the real speed, and I think make the move. We call that the first move or the stalk on the far turn, and then when they turn for home, someone's going to have to try to catch Fierceness.
All right, we got Mystic Dan. If it's rain and muddy, Fierce is the favorite you like a bit. How about some other names? A Wise Guy horse, a dark horse candidate, someone to throw in the exotic bets.
Yeah, the Wise Guy horse is going to be number 7, Honor Marie. Okay, 20-1. He's a long shot. But he's one of the horses, one of the few horses I've seen in many years that has won twice at Churchill Downs before. I mean, Churchill Downs, different racetrack. This horse has already won twice. He's improving. It's the third start of a form cycle, which is pretty good. And, you know, the connections are really not household names. The trainer is Wick Beckman, but he was assistant trainer for both Todd Fletcher and Chad Brown for over 20 years. Okay, he's 42 years old. He has the experience, and the jockey, Ben Curtis, not well known in the United States, just came here from England. He raced at Fairgrounds in the winter meet, finished fourth, but he's been a leading rider in England, and he has experience with big fields of 20 horses or more. So I wouldn't underestimate the connections, and if he's a mid-pack closer, if Fierceness doesn't get the trip or starts to falter, Honor Marie will be all of 15-20-1 and can take down the top prize.
And other names to maybe throw in if you're going to throw some bigger bets?
Sure. I think my sleepers is Stronghold. He's 20-1. He comes in with 3 firsts and.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
3 seconds and 6 starts. Can't argue that. He just won the Santa Anita Derby, okay, which is a grade 1 event. He's just learning. They're babies. The 3-year-old, they taught the horse to come off the pace in the Santa Anita Derby. And he's peaking at the right time. And I really think that if you win a grade 1 and you win the Santa Anita Derby, you're going to be at the mix in the mix, and I think he'll be all of 20-1. And the only reason why he's not getting any respect is it's a deep field, and his winning time in the Santa Anita Derby was not the fastest. But again, another what I would consider long shot that wouldn't surprise me to be in the top three.
So what's the bet? What's the official bet for you?
The official bet is if you're conservative, I would bet Fierceness to win in place, number 17. I would bet a $2 exacta box with number three, who is Mystic Dan. Number seven, who is Anna Marie, and 17, Fierceness. Okay, and that costs you $12.
Okay.
And if you want to go deep for a 50-cent trifecta box, the 3, the 7, the 17, and the 18. And that's Stronghold adding it to the mix. But, yeah, it should be an exciting race. And, you know, keep your eye to the sky on this one.
All right. We'll keep an eye out for the rain. Nick the Railbird on the Western Hotline. Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. Take care now.
All right. You can hear the furious tapping of keyboards, right? It's where like, oh, look at this part.
Just writing this down.
Get this pick in. I like this.
Betting the favorite.
I mean, it's a good idea.
Yep. It's never the most fun idea. Until you win, though.
Depends.
If you win.
The derby that I went to, I went to two. One of them was Big Brown, who was the favorite and won.
Okay.
The favorite won at the derby. The other one I went to was Eight Bells, the horse that was euthanized on the track. I was there for that, too. I didn't know that happened or didn't like exactly watch it. Anyway, 3-7, 17-18. All right. What's your flavor? Is your flavor to go Exactabox, just straight win?
Usually I just go straight win. I think this year, though, I'm going to flirt with the Exactabox a little bit. The $1 bet that gets $320,000 has me inspired.
Well, if you're going to go that's a superfecta.
That's a superfecta.
That's going to be a $24 bet
if
you mix and match the order.
Right.
You could just throw $1 darts on four-horse orders.
Could do that.
That's like playing Quick Draw.
Okay.
But, you know, of course, Batavia Downs, they've got their Star Wars-themed party this year. The Run for the Roses. You can watch, wager, and win at OTB and Batavia Downs. Check it out. Brian Cozy will be broadcasting from Batavia Downs tomorrow from 2 to 5, Derby Day. It's been a long time since the Derby was up against, you know, NHL coverage and the threat of leaving the NHL coverage mid-game. To go into the Derby. I feel like I remember that for the Sabres one year. They might cut away from the hockey game during it because what if it goes to overtime?
Yeah. When would that have been? Would that have been
NHL and NBC at any point?
Okay, sure.
Who else?
Well, that's only going to be 07. Well, it could have been 07, I guess, and 10-11. It's not 06. They're on OLN.
You got to give me.
Versus exists, though.
Yeah. You got to give me the names. Who's every reporter and every person they're going to have on the team that gives picks? Right? Isn't it? This is the time of year where it'll be every NBC analyst of any kind. Like Eddie Olczyk makes a pick. And let's go to Robbie Musto and Rebecca Lowe. And let's get Bob Neumeier.
I said, I sent a text out to try to get Connor Rogers, who covers the Jets and does fantasy football for NBC. He texted me back, said, can't do this week. I'm on my way to Kentucky. For work. Like, he's working the Derby. Connor does fantasy football for NBC.
Is he making picks?
I think he's doing fantasy horse racing.
Is Matthew Berry going to be on making a pick? He's not NBC anymore, right? Is he NBC?
I think he is.
Rodney Harrison going to be making a pick on this broadcast? We should draft who makes picks on this broadcast.
Are they going to bring back Pierre Maguire for...
Bob Costas, yes. Right? Is Ryan Seacrest making a pick on this broadcast?
When's the last
somehow?
Time you even saw Bob Costas on TV?
Olympics. He's always at the Olympics.
Okay, that's right.
I saw him recently talking about how he was happy that Mike Tirico got his job.
Okay, well, Mike Tirico is going to be.
Tirico makes a pick?
Oh, Chris Collinsworth is going to slide in right on that chair. Who's the NBC's rules analyst? Terry McCauley? Oh, is that it?
Is there going to be a rules analyst?
There has to be. We had a replay review a couple of years ago It was at a party where they changed the result, and the person who won the prize, it was at a raffle of some sort, and whoever had the winner won the raffle prize, left, and then 10 minutes later, the guy who had the right horse, they couldn't give him the prize because the guy had already left. And then I think there was a whole thing about, like, do you bring it back or whatever. Matthew Berry is still at NBC, by the way.
Antonio writes in, oh, go get Howard, by the way. Howard is in, he's over
just,
here.
He's just rolling around
well,
in
he's
here.
Walking around just hugging people. What is, give me a second on this. Antonio writes in, the 2007 Rangers game 3 went to overtime. We missed Barbaro, a nation's horse, a special on NBC.
Okay.
Howard's here. What is he doing? we talked to Lindy on Tuesday. He's like, I'm really sorry to hear Howard retired. I'm like, he's always here.
Lindy probably thought I was kidding when I said, like, he just kind of strolls around once in a while. There he is.
What is he doing here?
He came in here, and he just started talking to us and heckling us and then walked
and
out.
I see him outside hugging people. Is he hugging them hello or goodbye? Hey, nice to see you again. I'll see you next week. He's here all the time. Yeah. All right. Extendo Sports coming up. We'll finish things up and get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.